Praise the Lord. Wherever you are, can you praise the name of the Lord? Can you say the Lord is good, and especially unto me, the Lord indeed is very, very faithful. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 46. Psalm 46. We're going to read the whole chapter. Psalm 46. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. Verse 4. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations reached. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots in the fire. Verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. I want you to say to yourself, if you are with your family, say to your wife, to your loved ones, that the God of Jacob is your refuge. If you are gathered together in the cell group, I know there is social distancing. Please, can you look ahead to your neighbor and say, the Lord, the God of Jacob, is our refuge. The God of Jacob is my refuge. Today I bring us the word of comfort and reassurance from the Lord that God is our present help in trouble. God, our heavenly Father, is our present help in trouble. I'm sure if I'm to ask many of us listening to me whether or not by December, middle December last year, or during the what night service, if I will ask you, do you know that the world will be in this situation today, wherein there's confusion, the world is turned upside down, the hearts of men are failing them? If I ask you, perhaps God revealed it to a few, but I know that to majority of us, it was not revealed. We are trusting God that the Lord will take us through successfully through the year 2020. With the trend of uncertainties that is beating the world now, I want to ask you, do you have the confidence to face the future? As a person, as an individual, as a husbandman, as a father over a household, do you have the confidence to face the future? Are the upheavals unsettling you and making you to be fearful of the future? Is fear taking the place of faith? Is your faith giving place to fear? In the light of the uncertainties, do you give necessary thoughts to how you can keep yourself and your loved ones saved and secured? Are you moved? Are you frightened? Are you thinking, how will I keep myself safe with the trend of events? How will I keep my loved ones secured with the trend of events? Do you have a strong assurance that the Lord is available to help you and to strengthen you and your loved ones this time and through the future? Do you have trust in the Lord? Do you have confidence in the Lord? Are you embracing God's promise that He's available to help you during this time, to strengthen you, and to take yourself and your loved ones through this time and through the future? In verse 1 of the scriptures we read, that's Psalm 46, the Bible says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. A very present help in trouble. So the Bible is talking about a time of trouble. A time of trouble. And this indeed is a time of trouble. And God is saying He is our help during this time of trouble. God is promising His help during this time of trouble. If God has promised to be our help during this time of trouble, then He knows that the time will come, because it's all-knowing. God has ordained it that we will live in this time of trouble. God knows about the time. God knows about the trouble. And God wants to care for you. God wants to uphold you during this time of trouble. God chooses not to avert the trouble, but to take you through it for His glory and comfort. I want you to know that we are Christians by covenant. We are children of God by covenant through our Lord Jesus Christ. But as children of God, God has decided to keep us all here now. He could have raptured you, He could have taken you up immediately you gave your life to Christ. But in His infinite wisdom and mercy, He has decided that you will witness this glorious time. I call it a glorious time, a wonderful time. We as believers must know that we are in the world, though we are not of the world. So we are not completely immune from the effects of the evil of the days that are in the world. The Bible says, sufficient for the day is the evil thereof. But the comfort and the promise we have from God our Father is that when these evil times come, He will be available to us to help us. He'll be available to us as a refuge into whom we can run. The Bible says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower unto the righteous. The righteous runs into it and it is safe. The name of the Lord is an ark that a believer should run into at this time. And it is safe. When you run into it, you are protected. When you run into it, you are shielded from the plague. My prayer is that the Lord will shield me from the plague. My prayer is that the Lord will shield you from the plague. My prayer is that it will not come near you. It will not come near your dwelling place. The God of heaven is faithful and true to shield you. But we are going to see what is your role in this. What is your portion in this? What do you need to do so the Lord can shield you and protect you? The Bible says it is a time of trouble. And this time of trouble has many characteristics. It has many characteristics. But I would just like to speak about one of the characteristics today. This characteristic is that this time of trouble is a dress rehearsal of the end time. It is a dress rehearsal of the end time. It is a dress rehearsal of the end time. I'll just speak to my dear sister Lolade. Please give me my phone. The Holy Spirit just brought it to my mind. I would like to share something with you that a dear brother shared on the social media. Please just give me a minute. Dress rehearsal of the end time. It is a time of difficulty. It is a time of hardship. It is a time of lack and fear for our lives. It is a time when money will fail, when position will fail, when placement in life will fail, when even knowledge will fail. I want to repeat that to us. It is a time when money will fail. I want you to know that many have money but don't have what they want to buy now. I'm sure you are aware many go to supermarkets and the shelves are empty. Even tissue paper, some cannot get to buy. And some are hoarding tissue paper. So you may be rich, but your riches is not sufficient to shield you from this plague. This coronavirus knows no riches. If you think you are rich, carry all your money, cover yourself with it, or make a garment and go around close by to those who have been infected. And let us see whether your billions will shield you. Money is failing. You have money now, you can't travel as you want. Even if you want to, the airports are closed. They are shut. Even if you have a private jet, you can't fly. Money is failing. Position and placement is failing. No matter how big you are in the world, now some nations are rejecting people from coming in. Your position can save you, no matter how big you are. I pray that the Lord will heal all those who have been afflicted by this virus. We know people in high positions, people of timber and caliber, who have been affected. May the Lord heal the Queen of England. May the Lord heal that good mother, that lovely woman. Alan, she's not positive. She's positive. At the time I read that Operation Cobra quickly whisked her away into Windsor Castle. But the virus got there. Position cannot save. The Prime Minister of England has not been spared. In Nigeria here, governors have had it. People who have influences in government are affected. Ministers of health who are taking care of the health of nations have died by the virus. Position can't save you from the end time trouble. What is happening now is a dress rehearsal of the end time. Coronavirus has caused confusion in the world. Unimaginable confusion has turned the economy of the world upside down and has gravely distorted social life. Even as believers, we can't shake hands. You are told not to shake hands. You want to sit by me, you have to sit at least 2 meters apart. I love hugging my brethren. I can't hug anymore. It has disrupted our social life. You can't go to burials with lots of people. You can't go to weddings with lots of people. You can't freely go to the beach to have a good time. Thank God, pubs and clubs that are havens for sinful behaviors are being closed. May we learn our lesson. God is giving to us in the world a dress rehearsal of the end time. And like I said, I want to read to us what our dear brother Mike Bamiloye put on WhatsApp. He says, only one plague and the world stood still. Only one plague and the world government is humbled. Only one plague and the world powers are confused. Only one plague and everyone is campering for safety. Only one plague and all economies shut down. Schools shut down. Offices shut down. Streets were deserted. Only one plague. And Mecca sent back worshippers. Jerusalem turned back their tourists. And Vatican City closed down. Just one plague. Churches are shut down. Mosques are closed up. All sports are postponed. Clubs are sealed. Only one plague, and the entertainment industry is groaning mournfully. Just one plague. Don't shake hands. Don't hug each other. Step away a meter space. Just one plague. Before the plague, there were nations threatening nations for war. There were countries bullying countries. There was war in Syria. There was revolt in Iran. There was crisis in Turkey. There were protests and political unrest. But the plague surfaces and quieted everything. Wars ceased for the plague. Unrest stopped for the plague. Olympic is shutting down for the plague. Everybody ran into their houses. Everyone is hiding away for just one plague. But what shall you do about plagues that are coming upon plagues? When the trumpet shall sound and Jesus has come and gone with his own blood washed saints, welcome to a dress rehearsal. Just one plague. If you go to Revelation chapter 6, you will see plagues upon plagues. Just one virus. The atomic bombs of the earth cannot stop it. The nuclear warheads cannot stop it. All the insecticides cannot stop it. Bulletproof cars cannot stop it. Bulletproof windows in houses cannot stop it. Just one plague. What will happen when plagues upon plagues come upon the earth? What is going to happen? Where will you run to? Where will you run to? When pestilences upon pestilences are released upon the earth, when the seals are being removed, where will you be? Just one plague, and the world is confused. Just one plague fears the hearts of men are fearful. If you are not a believer, I want to urge you in the name of the Lord to give your life to Christ. You are witnessing a dress rehearsal. If the end time should catch up with you, when the trumpet shall sound, and you are not a believer, and you have not caught a covenant with our Lord, and it catches up with you, just too bad. What we are witnessing today is a drop. It's like a drop in the ocean of what is going to come upon the world. But God knows about this time. God knows we believers will be here during this dress rehearsal. And God wants to comfort us. God is saying he is our refuge this time. He is our strength this time. He is our help presently in this time. And he says, therefore, we will not fear. Therefore, we will not fear. During these perilous times, God is giving us the assurance of his help and of his presence to help us. There are certain things we need to do during this time. One of them is that we need to have courage. It takes courage and stamina to face the times in which we live. But God will empower us to stand firm and in faith during this time. Many of us are looking at the time and we are trying to survive. Businesses are going down. You are thinking, how will I survive? How will my business not crumble? How will my relationship not crumble? How will I, Lord, not lose my job? How will I, Lord, lose my position? How in this difficult time will I continue to make progress? I want you to know that as a believer, God does not only want you to survive during this time. Indeed, God wants you to thrive. Because this is a time when God is going to make a distinction between those who are His and those who have discarded Him, those who have not acknowledged Him. In verse 4 of the scripture we read, the Bible says, "There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God." The Holy Spirit is the river. The Bible says His streams will make glad the city of God. We are the city of God. At this time, we are to demonstrate what it is to follow the Lord and to serve Him fearlessly. We can count on the Lord to be our refuge and our very present help in this time of trouble. Every Christian should draw encouragement from knowing the truth of God's word as it is given to us in this place. God is our refuge and strength, a place of safety to which we can run and we will be safe and secured. God is our refuge. Are you running to the place of refuge? What is your place of refuge? Some will begin to surround themselves or apply occultic powers around themselves to say to shield them from this plague. May I let you know that this plague does not respect occultic powers. I learned that somebody was flown down from overseas, had this plague, and said, "Quickly, quickly, come home. You have a lot of money. I will take you to a spiritualist." They took him to the spiritualist, but he died. What is your place of refuge? What is your strength during this time? Psalm 91 verse 2 says, I will just read it to us. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust." He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Is God your fortress? Are you abiding under the shadow of the Almighty? Are you trusting in the Lord to keep you and to preserve you and all that belongs to you in this time. We must have confidence in God's promise in His word. It is not a time to run helter-skelter. It is not a time to trust in Egypt. It is a time we subject all of our abilities that we have to protect and defend ourselves to God, who is our strength, our keeper, and our preserver. Let us do all that is in our power to see that we are safe. Observe social distancing. Keep the highest level standard of hygiene. Wash your hands regularly. Do all it is in your power. Fumigate your house if you can. But I want you to know that you must subject all this to God, who is able to keep you. You must have faith in Him to keep you. After you have done all, you must trust the Lord to keep you. In Psalm 107, verse 27 to 28, Psalm 107, I'll quickly read it to us. Verse 27 to 28, it says, "They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that its waves are still." Is the world not at its wit's end? Have you reeled to and fro? Are you staggering like a drunken man during this time? Drugs that were long forgotten, quickly people are returning to them, even though they are very bitter. Now I learned that the bile of beer, the bile of a beer is now being promoted somewhere as a cure. You can imagine bile, how bitter it will be. The Bible says, "God calmed the storm so that its waves become still." God is able to calm the storm for you as an individual, for your family as a family, for your family as a unit, for the nations. God is able to calm the storm. Our trust must be in the Lord to keep us, to keep our businesses, to keep us alive, to be our strength, even in this time of trial. That same scripture, Psalm 46, our present help in trouble. The Bible says in verse 2, "Even the earth, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." The trouble may be mild. The trouble can also be cataclysmic. It can be great. As we see in this scripture, the trouble is earthquake. Earth is being moved into the sea. Mountains are being shaken and moved into the sea. Tsunamis, the oceans roaring. There may not be earthquake where you are now, but I'm sure that this current situation is bringing so much fears, so much as earthquakes may bring. Loss of jobs or businesses, loss of relationships, and possibly loss of loved ones. Hopes dashed, promises vanishing, plans long worked for are crumbling. No matter what portion of this is yours, God is saying he is ready to help you. Therefore, we will not fear, because God has promised to help us presently. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 1 to 3, we found that Jehoshaphat faced the same situation when the children of Ammon, the Moabites, and the Meunites came to attack the southern kingdom of Judah, the southern kingdom of Israel, Judah. Fear came into his heart, as we are told, and the Bible made us to know that in verse 3 said, Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout Judah. And he cried unto the Lord. And he said, Lord, come and help us. He said, Lord, come and help us. This is the cry we should make now. We are to cry to the Lord for help. Are you crying to the Lord for help? I wish nations officially we cry to the Lord for help. I wish in the United Nations they will cry to the Lord officially for help. When we vote for people and we say, go and represent us. When our leaders are representing us, when they make decrees or when they make policies, it affects us all. We abide by it. The same way, if our leaders whom we have elected, if they will come unto the Lord and cry, then every one of us we are crying because they represent us. I wish nations will cry unto the Lord. May we cry unto the Lord. As we cry, the Lord will help us. I want us to know that in this world today, what really belongs to God is his people. These people that he has chosen for himself, he has brought himself by reason of covenant. God is going to wrap up this world finally. As a scroll. It is only his people that he will take out of it. The portion of God in this world today is his people. And God is committed to his people because we are in a covenant relationship with him and he will not break his covenant. So what should be our response now? God is looking for courage to trust him, to embrace his promise, to look up to him, and to face down our fears. God wants us to stand boldly as his faithful servants to declare his faithfulness, to declare his love for humanity, to declare his provision for men, to move from this imminent destruction that is coming upon the world unto himself. God wants us to know and to take cognizance of who we are. God wants us to know that we are his city. Corporately, as a church, as the people of God, we are the city of God. As individual, God wants to know that you as a person, you are a city of God. You are the tabernacle of God, wherein the Holy Spirit dwells. Individually, each believer is a tabernacle. Individually, each believer is a sanctuary of God where the Holy Spirit dwells. God has promised to make glad the individual and his corporate church in this trying time. You need to know and acknowledge that you are positioned for God's help this time. The Holy Spirit, God's stream, will make glad the city of God. We are not to fret. We are to be still. In verse 10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted above the heaven. I'll be exalted in the earth." Know that God is doing his work that will ultimately make the heaven, the ungodly, to acknowledge him and to make him and his son, Jesus Christ, to be exalted in the earth. Whether or not the world likes it, the Lord God shall be exalted. If you have a pen, you can pen down this song. It's a very simple song in English, and then I will sing it in English and in our native language, Yoruba. Very simple song. It says, "Jesus Christ will reign. Jesus Christ will reign. Whether or not the world likes it, Jesus Christ will reign." Again, Jesus Christ will reign. Jesus Christ will reign. Whether or not the world, reign, R-E-I-G-N. Whether or not the world likes it, Jesus Christ will reign. In Yoruba, it says, "Jesu Yojoba." I will sing it briefly. Jesus Christ will reign. Jesus Christ will reign. Whether or not the world likes it, Jesus Christ will reign. Oh, Jesus Christ will reign. Jesus Christ will reign. Whether or not the world likes it,
Jesus Christ will reign.
Your job, oh Jesus, your job. Affliction, even the Lord will hear us. from the earth. Let it come to an end. Lord, let this affliction come to an end. Lord, we crown to you in the name of your Son Jesus. Many are dying. Many are dying. People who have been saved. People who, if they hear the gospel, will be saved. Many of them are dying and going to hell. Lord, we pray, please shorten the days. Dear Lord, please shorten the days. I want you to pray for yourself and your family. Ask that the Lord will keep you, the Lord will preserve you, the Lord will shield you from the plague. It shall not come near you, it shall not come near your dwelling place. That the Lord God Almighty will cover you with his covering. The Lord will spread forth his cloud by the day and the fire he will use to surround you. That the plague will not come near you. Can you pray for yourself? Can you pray for your family? Can you pray for your loved ones? In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for you. Father, we thank you for this word which you have brought for you to your people today. Lord, I pray, please do an everlasting work in the lives of every hearer and bless your people. Lord, as we go into this week, dear Father, we pray, let this week be a week of weeks. Please bless us, direct us. I pray your face shines upon us. Let your countenance be fair upon us. Please provide for us. Deliver us from every evil. Father, we thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.